Let's Wrestle, quello che erano live at MAPS, very very well done guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pity really you broke up. Anyway, detto bravi bravi, un peccato che vi siate sciolti, ma insomma questa sera ci saranno al Cova, abbiamo dei biglietti per loro. Noi abbiamo avuto tempo fa un inviato in realtà di Polaroid, del blog di Polaroid, che è andato a vedere il release party del disco dei Let's Wrestle a Londra, e quindi volevo sapere dal loro punto di vista com'era andato, perché sembra che sia stata una serata piuttosto divertente. There was a pal of us actually who was in London at your release party, and he wrote about that in a blog, so I'm just reading about that evening. And there was a kind of trying of covering Smells Like Teen Spirit or something happening. could you tell us what really happened that night in London?
Which
one was that?
I think that was the album launch at the Barfly.
Yeah, the album launch, yeah.
Yeah, we used to... we had this period of just covering other people's songs for about 20 minutes. After we'd finished our songs,
I think it started. We played this gig, and there were just loads of kind of young girls around, and they didn't want us to stop. You know, they were like 13 or 14. There were just an audience full of them. They didn't want us to stop, and we ran out of songs to play. So we just ended up doing this kind of weird, like prog
psychedelic.
It's like it was weird. Yeah.
And did that for about an hour and a half the first time.
And we kind of fancied it, you know, we liked it. So yeah.
Was it a kind of jamming, or you were actually covering some songs?
It was both.
Yeah. I see.
Both, yeah.
Very good mixture.
Just messing around.
We just decide on the spot what we'd try and play.
Okay.
We couldn't play any of it though.
Quello che è successo praticamente, che lo potete anche leggere sul blog di Polaroid, che è successo che praticamente in questa serata di giugno a Londra, loro quello che hanno cercato di fare è di suonare per un po', per fare questo release party del disco, ma il pubblico che c'era voleva che loro continuassero a suonare, ma a un certo punto hanno finito le canzoni, quindi hanno suonato alla fine per un'ora e mezza facendo un mix di cover, di improvvisazioni di tipo psichedelico, mischiando un pochino tutto. Non sembrano molto contenti comunque di questa serata. Is there any kind of particular thing happened during your tour, very funny or very weird in a way, you want to tell us? Maybe something you haven't told us.
This Italy tour.
No, I mean this Italy tour, I guess it's too short. I mean, there is something to happen.
Oh, there's loads.
In the past dates.
There's loads.
I've been arrested for drink driving while he was been surfing on top of the car.
And he didn't have a license.
Didn't have a license or an insurance.
Then you
so how are you here now? I mean,
pardon?
You're here now.
Well,
you're free.
Because it's fine. Oh, that was months and years ago. That's about a year ago.
I see.
I did this. We kept a pet frog in a plastic bottle in a car. We taped the inside of our van with porn.
Yeah.
What else? We've done loads. It's been... what else have we done?
Well, it's a pleasure.
There's so
because
much I can't remember.
Yeah, when I usually ask this kind of question to the bands that came here, they really don't know what to tell. Maybe because there are their fiancés listening or something like that.
Yeah.
While
you
have lots of things to tell. Let me just translate that. Beh, insomma, gli ho fatto la solita domanda in questo tour o nelle date passate. C'è qualcosa di particolare che vi è successo? Non l'avessi mai chiesto, nel senso che mi hanno detto che uno di loro è stato arrestato perché stava guidando ubriaco senza patente, mentre un altro stava facendo surf sul tetto della macchina. Poi hanno fatto degli altri casini, tra cui rivestire le pareti del furgone di materiale pornografico e tutta una serie di altre cose che sono successe così nell'ultimo anno più o meno, quindi di certo si divertono i ragazzi. I know you're in Italy for a very particular reason. You're a calzoni lover, aren't you? It's a kind of
big time. How
yeah
do you know that?
We know everything, you know. We are the radio. We are,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. Huge calzone fan.
How
do you know that? I mean, are you just making that up? You're lying.
No. We have our sources, you know, but we cannot tell anything.
That's
about
okay.
That.
That's okay.
So have you tasted them or not?
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. You've tried now.
Can't get it enough.
We haven't had any yet.
Oh,
in
no,
a year.
No. We just had McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, apparently everything closes. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, everything's closed, apparently.
No, if you go to the center of the town, actually, you can find calzoni right now. But you have to stay here to play.
That's okay.
For us.
Yeah.
But when you finish, you can go and eat. Why this calzoni mania?
It's crazy. It's just everywhere in England. It's the big thing. You don't eat anything else. You're a square if you don't eat calzones.
Oh, really?
You're a loser. You're like a tramp. You're like down in the gutter. Everybody hates you.
See these teeth?
You don't.
Yeah.
All these teeth are all they're false, because I once said in a playground, I said, I don't like calzone. I'm just going to knock them out, and now they're knocked out.
Allora, i razzaresi sono rimasti abbastanza colpiti dal fatto che sappiamo che amano molto il calzone. Beh, a quanto pare il calzone è una grande moda in Inghilterra in questo momento. Sei uno sfigato, non vali niente, fai schifo se non ti piace il calzone. È una vera e propria mania che loro hanno, anche se ancora non sono riusciti ad assaggiarne uno. Sono solo stati da McDonald's fino a questo momento, quindi niente di particolare. E uno di loro mi mostrava i denti, gli incisivi superiori, dicendo che sono falsi. Perché sono falsi? Perché lui ha detto, mentre stava giocando in un campetto, che non gli piace il calzone, gli ha dato un pugno e gli ha spaccato i denti. E quindi capite che il calzone è veramente... calzone is the way. Is the new religion, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, not a religion as such, but for instance, in, you know, pizza, do you have Pizza Hut here?
Oh, no. It's like the trashy...
it's like a trashy pizza place.
I see.
They've got a new calzone range, and it's very cheap. They're lovely little ones, I think. That's pretty popular. Everyone's just jumping on the calzone wagon, you know?
It's crazy.
Trying to... People are buying...
it's getting dangerous.
People are buying calzone-making kits by the, you know... by the gallon, by the like the liters and liters of calzone.
E insomma, niente, a quanto pare è scoppiata la mania del calzone in Inghilterra. Noi non ne sappiamo nulla, calzoni di tutti i tipi, anche calzoni abbastanza schifosi e economici che non valgono niente, calzoni che contengono un litro di roba enormi e insomma non possiamo farne a meno. Siamo abbastanza orgogliosi di questo comunque. Guys, if you're ready for another song, we are ready to listen to you.
Sure thing.
This song is called We Are The Men You're Going To Love Soon. It's written about a calzone before they became popular, in the point of view.
We started the whole thing. You understand? We started the whole thing.
It's okay. Like, imagine if a calzone is singing. Okay. Saying,
it's from that
us.
Point of view.
Okay, allora, just let me translate that. È una canzone che non solo parla di calzoni, ma che dovete immaginare che sia cantata da un calzone. Questi sono i Let's Wrestle Live at MAPS.